Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome here to Mike Spirit FM with me, your host, Mike Davis. I've got a bit of an exciting show lined up here for you today. I've got another host on with me from Mike Spirit FM. I'm not going to disclose just yet, but I will very, 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 very soon. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's coming up, because actually we've got some really exciting news coming up, and I want to play a few ads before we start. First of all, I want to start with this one. I know you've heard it many times, but let me start by playing this for you.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm,
the home of the People's Psychic.
Because I know that lots of people have been asking, how do you get private readings, not just with me, but with all the hosts as well. That's my ad for the private readings. As it says, you know, that was my three beautiful kids doing that ad. And I think they've done a fantastic job there. And the other big, massive thing coming along, well, it's this.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm. And I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, I most certainly am looking forward to meeting each and every one of you. And don't forget about the competition. That's another massive thing going on at the moment, right here at Mike Spirit FM, between me and another host, Nick Humphreys. You know, I must say, Nick Humphreys, he's a fantastic medium. He is like my brother, you know, and you know, we love each other dearly, because, you know, we have that much respect for each other. But there's nothing wrong with a bit of healthy competition between the group. Let's just say that. So, you know, don't forget, cast your votes in the chat room here tonight. We got the chat room open. We got a few of them in there. I know that there'll be a few more. Just vote Mike Davis. It's easier. Mike Davis. And, you know, I vouch to give everyone a kiss and a kutch. Who's going to be there? Or maybe, if you don't understand the word kutch, a hug. A nice hug. For those that vote for me on the live show. Because this thing is going all the way to the live show. So it's going to be nice to meet you all there. It's going to be so nice to see you all there. And it's going to be wonderful. You know, it's going to be a wonderful event, full stop, you know. But, you know, Nick has turned this around on his head. And I want to bring him on my guest here because, as I said, this is another guest from, well, another host from Mike's World FM. It's our wonderful Jeanette Ann Coombs. Hi, Jeanette.
Hi there. Hi, Mike. How are you this evening? Lovely to be on your show, you know.
Well, you know, it's lovely to have you back, Jeanette. It's been a while, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's been quite a good few months now since I've done the Mike Davis show. So, yeah, it's lovely to be on.
Well, you know, let's not go there. What I was going to say then, nothing bad, obviously. But, you know, I did have another guest lined up. And, Jeanette, you stepped in last minute. Bless your heart. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Because, you know, I was sat here talking to someone else and I was a little bit nervous, a little bit, I'm going to have to do it on my own. But, you know, that's no problem. You know, I love doing it on my own anyway because it's fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, I give you a call and, you know, you were there within a flash, which was absolutely fantastic. And you know, I personally thank you for that.
Oh, no problem. Anytime. I love coming on the show. You know that.
Thank you very much. Well, Jeanette, let me just tell you a little bit a minute about this competition, because I know that you've heard. I know that you've casted your vote, obviously, for myself, obviously. That's biased. You know, yes, his heart. But, you know, do you know what he done to me just the other night?
What?
I went on to his show last week, and he's, you know, the wonderful Sarah May was on his show as his guest.
Okay.
And, you know, I was so embarrassed. I came home, right? I'd just done a demonstration in a church, a two-hour demonstration.
Yeah.
I came home, gone on Twitter, and I started listening to our Nick show. And he says, you know, about this competition. I said, oh, I know Nick. I'm already winning by a landslide. You know, I challenge you to a sing-off.
Goodness gracious me, what are you two like?
Round one up at that minute.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because Friday, Grant Collier's show, I had a few lessons off Grant, because we all know Grant has a voice.
Yes, he has, yeah. He's got quite a good voice, actually, as our Grant, yeah.
He was teaching me how to, you know, go high and low and all that stuff, you know, and you know. So, you know, I took on board his advice.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, we all need to be in. Every host needs to be in.
Because in on the sing-off or in on this competition?
No, I don't expect you all to be in the space between me and Nick. Me and Nick. We go to bed. But, you know, I think it would be nice for every one of the hosts to be there, to be the judges. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, well, I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to vote for the both of you. So what about that? What about that?
No, you can't do that. You can't. It has to be on the night, which is, and I'm going to give you the night, it's Sunday. It's on my show. So you,
okay.
My show. So
yeah.
Wants to embarrass me on my own show. My show on Sunday, the 23rd of December. Isn't it going to be fantastic?
Yes, it's going to be fantastic. Okay, we'll come along and we'll judge you. Not out of 10. We'll have our little cards up and we'll be sending you the winner.
No, let's not do scorecards. Let's just, you know, announce the winner, you know, just like X Factor, you know, because we got X Factor final tonight.
Yeah.
And maybe the sing-off should have been tonight, so we could have, like, announced the winner along the winner to be with, like, the X Factor. That would have been cool. But, you know, he set the date, the 23rd of December. The sing-off is between me and Nick Humphries, and it's going to be fun. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Even though I sound like a cat peeing on an old tin roof, and I don't have a voice at all, but I'm going to do it. I've been practicing, Jeanette.
Have you been practicing? You're going to have to do a few notes for me tonight, then.
Oh, I can't disclose the song, see? I can't, because Nick will jump in there, wouldn't he, and pinch you.
Well, you'll have to do a practice song that won't be the real song, and you'll have to keep the real song for the night. So you'll have to do a couple of bars of something else before the end of the show tonight as a thank you for me coming on tonight and standing in for you.
You know, that's blackmail. And we're very good at that at Mike's Sport, aren't we?
Yeah, we very are, yeah.
We are. But I'm not going to sing tonight.
Okay, I'll let you off then.
The chat room kind of goes silent. The chat room kind of goes downhill.
Right.
And I know there's quite a few people in the chat room now that's been listening to this competition, and it's quite funny. And I've been posted in the chat room now, you've got to sing. I don't think so. Not tonight. But, you know, the 23rd, you know, and remembering, these shows are downloadable.
Yes, they are.
You can download this. So, if I do well, Can you imagine people downloading it? I could be Christmas number one.
You could be. You could be. You never know. So you're gonna. You really do need to practice tonight, then, don't you?
Well, I mean, it says you got to win. Vote Mike, and so you know, I'll keep my eye on the chat room tonight.
Yeah.
And if we get enough people to say that for me to sing tonight or to get just a little taster,
practice run, yeah.
Then I may do.
Okay, so what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to ask all our listeners tonight now, okay, to get into this, get interactive, and let's all say Mike needs to sing a few bars. So come on now, listeners, I'm counting on you, because Mike can give us a couple of bars of rendition of something. We'll have to think about the song, though, Mike.
Well, yeah, we'll have to think of the song, a song that kind of suits my voice.
Right.
So it's going to be fun. I know that much, you know. You know, tonight I love a laugh. I really. I know that you're going to come and join us. You and Nick, actually, you're going to come and join me next week.
On
Friday night.
I am looking forward to that. It'll be a great night.
And I suppose you'll be. Yes, Mike needs to sing. Oh, Jeanette, you may have your wish come true just yet.
I'm telling you, Mike, the listeners are with me on this. They all need you to sing a couple of notes tonight.
But it's so bad, Jeanette. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all practice for you. See, we've got your own voice at heart, and we want you to do well. So come on, you've got to give us a few notes towards the end of the show. If we get, say, 50 chat rooms in tonight, say Mike must sing, then you've got to do it then, Mike. That's the way it goes.
Okay. Well, okay, you can hold me to that.
I will.
See, and it says practice makes perfect.
Yep.
Like to sing. And
yes.
You have little singing cymbals.
Yes.
So, you know, you may have your wish come true. But Friday, yes. Let's talk about Friday.
Okay.
I know I'm doing my last. No, it's not my last. Mike is the new Tom Jones. Wouldn't that be nice? Unusual. Okay. On Friday, we're going to have this demonstration in the church, which is in Glenneath. And you know,
okay.
Everybody is listening from the Swansea, Neath, Glenneath area. Message us. And because this is a new church, Jeanette, okay? And the reason I'm saying this, because, you know, I love working the spiritualist churches. You know, after 20 years of doing this, Jeanette, it's been 20 years. Would you believe I've been working 20 years?
Wow, really? Good gosh.
Because I was 17 when I first started. I just turned 17. You know, I'm 37 now.
Wow.
I was 37 in June, so it's just over 20 years of working for the spirit world.
Wonderful.
It was the only day I was thinking of this. I was thinking, wow, you know, it's been the only thing in my life has been consistent. You know, and do you know what? I hope the next 20 years is going to be just as fun as the last 20, because they have been amazing. They really have.
Oh, that's lovely, Mike, because, you know, the thing is, when you love something like you do, it's a passion. I know how you love your work. So to you, it's just not like work. It's just, you know, who you are. And I think it's wonderful. I just feel that, you know, over the next few months, that there's going to be more of Mike Spirit FM and more direction. 2013 is going to be a really, really good year for you, you know.
Well, Jeanette, I'm really with you on that one, because, you know, we've got our very first live roadshow in February.
Yes, you have.
And then April, the Mike Spirit FM team goes over to do a live roadshow all the way in Norway. Now that is what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm going to be back out in Norway in February. I'm going to be you and Nick will be joining me in February as well to do another event. And, you know, we'll talk more about that maybe later on.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
But it's all to promote the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. And, you know, I do hope that all our listeners will make such an effort to come along, because, you know, this event is for everyone else. So, you know, I do hope that, you know, we make the effort. It's going to be a wonderful event. It's a two-day event, Jeanette, isn't it? A Friday night demonstration with three hosts off the radio, three mediums off radio that's going to be demonstrating their mediumistic abilities, which is going to be fantastic. Now, the Saturday day, we've got loads of stalls, and another one that's coming today that Actually, it's come in yesterday. So we've got that little form. So I need to make sure I fetch that with me Friday to you, because I know that, you know, bless your heart, you're taking control there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, is brilliant. So if people want tickets, they can either call a ticket hotline number, which is says in the ads. I can pull the number up if you want. So me looking a bit silly, I've got the number right by the side of me. but I can pull the number up, the ticket hotline. They can email me, Mike.
Yeah.
At mikespirit.fm. So that's easy, isn't it? Mike at mikespirit.fm.
Yep.
They can also email you,
mm-hmm.
Which is, now you best to give me your email address, because it's one of them hyphen. No, that's your website, isn't
that's
it?
That's the website one. My email address is very easy. It's jeanette.ann@yahoo.co.uk.
Well, maybe if you put that in our little chat box.
Okay.
Then I can copy it and put it into the chat room.
Yep.
Or you can quite simply just log into the chat room yourself and go in there. But, you know, just send me the link, which that's probably what that is. It is, Jeanette, you're so efficient. Fair play. I can pop this straight in the chat room, because it's another way of people to get hold of tickets. Okay.
Of course.
Which is jeanette.ann@yahoo.co.uk. I've actually got the tickets with me.
Okay.
I've got all the tickets for the two events. Okay.
Right.
So that's the Friday night tickets, the Saturday night tickets, and obviously the Saturday day, it's free. You know, everyone come along. Everyone come along for free. You can see us as the hosts, giving one-to-one private personal readings. You can go around and look at all the stalls, and believe me, we've got lots of stuff going on, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, we've got some fantastic stalls coming in, just to kind of mix it up a little bit, to give people some interesting, well, just to have an interesting day off, day out, rather. We've got a psychic artist who kind of will draw your spirit guides. That'll be nice.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, we've also got hot stones. We've also got a wonderful lady who does pictures of wolves, and she does these wonderful dream catchers, and she sells lovely ornaments. And we've also got someone who's selling crystals. Who else? Gosh, we got such a... Oh, yes, and I've also got a lady coming in who's going to do a little bit of beauty therapy. I think we're going to have someone who's either going to do an Indian head massage.
Well, hang on, let me stop you there a minute, Jeanette. You know the lady you said about the beauty therapy?
Yeah.
Could you do anything with me?
How long is this piece of string, Mike?
do you think she could do something for me?
I think she could, yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we can talk off air about that later, you know? but I know that we've got somebody coming that sells jewellery that makes...
Yeah, made beautiful. Real.
We've also got somebody that does lots of little crystals, again, ornament things and jewelry. And she does, you know, I've actually met this woman. She's absolutely perfect. You know, she does lots of things.
Okay.
You know, the list is endless. It really is, you know. And people are traveling from all over to come to this event. They
certainly are, yeah.
We've even got people coming from Newcastle.
Fantastic. Well, you know, doesn't that just say, you know, the dedication of these people that are coming in, getting involved with our roadshow, which is fantastic.
Yeah, you know, did I just hear a phone going there, Jeanette?
You did, yes, you did indeed.
I thought this ability was coming out over the air, then the psychicness was coming, but that's okay. Oh, this in the chat room, she's saying that she lives over 2,000 miles away.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, that's fantastic. And she's coming. Who is that then?
NY Sue, which is, I think it's New York Sue, I think.
Wow, she's coming?
Well, I don't know. No.
Well, it would be wonderful to meet her if she could come, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be, you know, and that's one thing I'm hoping for. Yes, it's Sue. Yeah, bless Sue. Thank you very much, Sue. But, you know, it's fantastic that we can come together. Now, Jeanette, I know that we could talk for hours, me and you, can't we? I mean, we've done it. We've talked for hours.
we are like a pair of old gossips.
We are. I think we've been sidetracked a little here, because Friday, let me talk about Friday night, Jeanette.
Okay.
Friday night.
Talk about Friday night, okay.
Friday night, as I said, is a new church.
Okay.
I'm all up for supporting new churches and people that's starting, and I'm all up for that. I mean, as you know, we've done the Norway Meets the UK Students, and I'm all up for giving people chances. I love watching people develop. You know, it's nothing pleases me more than watching somebody to give a communication. I absolutely love it. Okay, so this is a new church. I know sneakily. Okay, I'm gonna put you on the spot right now. Okay.
Oh, I knew this was coming. Go on.
Because. Bless them in this church.
Okay.
It's going to be their last service Friday.
Okay.
With me.
Right.
So I was going to close the church.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, that's really nice to be asked, isn't it, to close the church. And you know, every year I always close a particular church, or I open up a particular church, and it's wonderful. But I spoke to her today, and she said, Mike, she said, you're not going to be closing the church because the people don't want it to close. They want it to stay open all the way through the Christmas period.
Oh.
We need to find two mediums.
Right.
So I said, two mediums? She said, yeah. I said, isn't that wonderful? Because, strangely enough, we'll have Jeanette Ann Coombs with me, which is another radio host from a Monday night. I said, you can surely ask her. She'll do a lovely service for you. I said, and Nick Humphries is going to come.
Okay.
And Jeanette take one service, Nick Humphries take the other service, and then you have your church that runs all the way through the Christmas time. You guys get to do beautiful church services. You guys get to get beautiful messages from the spirit world. Isn't that an answer to everyone's prayers?
Yes, okay, Mike.
So you've been delegated, you have to do this.
Okay, I'd love to come, and thank you that you thought of me. That'd be lovely. I'll come along.
Well, you're coming along, but you're going to do the service after me, or Nick after me, and then you after Nick, whichever way it works.
Okay, that's cool.
So make sure you take your diary, Jeanette. You're going to need it. Okay.
Okay.
And like I said, I know Nick will take a service as well, because Nick is as I said. Yeah, we're having a vote. We are having a competition, but he is a wonderful host, and he has a wonderful energy with him. I really value his mediumship. I really do.
Oh, he's a lovely guy. I really love. Well, we're all like a family. We're all like, we like the way, we support each other, and that's the way it is. So, if there's a competition between you two guys, I'm sitting on the fence and I'm voting for the two of you, and that's it.
Okay. Well. Listen, let's just kick back in the chair, because I need to play a few songs here.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to get through them tonight. Two songs were chosen by a great friend of mine. Okay.
Okay.
When I heard the choice of songs, I thought, wow, these songs are something that I adore. I love these songs, and such a deep meaning to them. So let's press this and see what happens.
Okay, let's just do that.
You know, an absolutely fantastic song there, Jeanette. And, you know, I think I'm going to go straight into the next one, which is, again, chosen by another fantastic friend of mine. So I'm going to just press this and, well, enjoy.
Okay.
Living my life in a slow hell. Different girl every night at the hotel. I ain't seen the sun shine in 3 damn days. Been fueling up on cocaine and whiskey. Wish I had a good girl to miss me. Lord, I wonder if I'll ever change my way. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her. I put your picture away, sat down and cried today. I can't look at you while I'm lying next to her.
I called you last night in the hotel. Everyone knows what they won't tell, but their half-hearted smiles tell me something just ain't right. I've been waiting on you for a long time, fueling up on heartaches and cheap wine.
I just gotta say I love you.
Well, Jeanette, I want to personally thank the person chosen that, them two songs, actually, because, you know, fits in perfect with the show. And, well, I like that last one, you know?
Yeah, I like that last one, too. It's very meaningful, yeah?
Okay.
I like songs that mean something. I always listen to the words, fab, lovely
definitely,
song.
Definitely. But, well, Jeanette, you know, if I didn't mute my mic, you would have heard me blasting that one out, you know? It really was. I was singing my little heart out there to that. Well, you know, I've got two songs of my own choice very, very soon. But let's just take some callers, because I know that the caller list is well, it's looking full.
Okay.
So let's go with you. We have Tempest online with us. Hi, Tempest. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, Tempest. Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
Yes, I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago. Absolutely wonderful. And... Can I just ask you the reason that you called in for?
I was calling in because I'm feeling like this shift that's going on between me and a man in my life named Matthew.
Okay.
And I was wondering what Spirit had to say concerning our relationship.
Okay, well, that's a wonderful question, and I'm sure that me and Jeanette will be able to answer that for you. Now, obviously, nothing's structured tonight, you know, in the sense of Jeanette just came in at the last minute, and bless her heart for doing that.
Thank you, Jeanette.
Oh, bless, no problem. Loving the show.
But of what I think, see, and this is what I do, Temp, aside, kind of off the cuff, okay? And what I do off the cuff, and I'm going to do this to Jeanette now, off the cuff, as usual. So, Jeanette, if I start, then you can come in. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
And I think that's the way we're going to run the show tonight. So if I start, then you can tie it up quite nicely, okay? So, Tempest, let me make a connection here for you out there from the spirit world, okay? Okay, see, I know we've got who's coming in now, because instantly I've got somebody that just comes straight up to me. And I know, as I'm aware of this, I know this is a lady from the spirit world that wants to draw close around you. I know that this lady would tie to your mum's side of your family there, because she comes to your mum's side.
Okay.
I know that I want to say to you that she was I want to say an elderly lady before she passed, because I know that she makes you aware that she struggled throughout her life. And particularly towards the end of her life, she kind of struggled. And she just battled on, I want to say to you, because she's battling on through life before she passes there. She says to me, I'm okay, I don't need help, but she needed the help, bless her, before she passed. Do you understand why I'm communicating with you?
I believe that's my grandmother.
Bless her, okay, because I know that she makes me aware, I don't need no help, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Managed.
Yeah.
I believe that's the way your grandmother was. You know, your grandmother, she seemed to lose a little bit of weight in her face, because I know I'm starting to see her face slim down towards the end
that
of her life.
That's true.
Because I know that because she squeezes in my cheeks. She's got a hard job, really, but I know she wants me to squeeze into my cheeks, because I know that's the way I could see her before she passes on to the spirit world. And see, as your grandmother communicates you with her, she just says to me that, you know, if I said to you that you've had enough of your life being up one minute and down the next, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
See, because she says to me that it's you feel as if it's been this way for such a long time. You know, you seem to be building yourself up on the tallest skyscraper of all. And then all of a sudden somebody comes along and knocks that down, and you feel as if you're tumbling down. And I know that's where you are at the minute. You feel as if you are tumbling down, Tempest, at the minute in your life. Do you understand this?
Yes, that's so true.
Okay. See, and she talks to me about that she's been there. She understands there's been this thing going on there with you, and she makes me aware of the difficulties. She makes me aware of the upset is the word I want to use. Do you understand that you've been upset about this?
Yes, yes, yes. Everything you're saying is true.
Bless her. Okay. Doesn't that just prove to you that your grandmother comes around your vibration so close?
Yes. Like, she knows everything. It's amazing. Like, I didn't even know this.
Ah, bless her. Okay, because I know that she comes around you, okay, because she says to me that she wants to uplift you. And she says to me, you know, she doesn't want you to fall flat down again, okay, because I know that, you know, we've been there so many times and you feel so hurt by this when this happens. She wants me to keep that vibration of yours up. And your grandmother just wants to do that there for you, darling, from where she's in the spirit world, okay? She said to me that you're not looking forward to the next few weeks, to the Christmas. You understand the Christmas is like, oh, just another headache. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Because she says to me, see, you know, I'm going to tell you a little secret here. This weekend, yesterday, My kids, bless them, they started decorating up here, you know, make it all Christmassy, and they put up the tree, and I was like, oh my God, it looks terrible. It looks overdone, you know. But then I bought some of this snow spray stuff, and they sprayed the windows, they sprayed the mirror, they sprayed everything, okay? And then they sprayed the tree, and oh my God, what a transformation. It looks absolutely perfect, okay?
Really?
And I believe this is what I want to put around you, you know? We need to put a little bit of a zest back into your life, and we'll make things very much right there for you, okay? Now, I'm going to leave Jeanette come in there, because I know she'll start bursting at the seams if I go on any longer there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for that, Mike. Now, as I was linking in to Mike talking to you, and he was seeing a tall building, so Spirit just give me a tower in my head, okay? So what that's telling me is that at the moment, okay, you feel like as though this has been an ongoing nightmare. And I want to take you back to the month of May, because I feel that there was difficulties around you then. Spirit is showing me. And I'm really, really, what I'm really drawn to with you is that you feel like as though you're on your own at the moment, okay? Because I've just got this intense feeling that I'm on my own, and I really do feel that I need to say to you that you have got people around you that care about you and love you, and I don't want you to go into Christmas thinking, oh, this is going to be a terrible, gloomy, horrible time. I want you to embrace it, because you are surrounded by love, okay?
Okay?
And I do feel that there are people out there who care and love you, and that there is going to be a sense in the new year, okay, that you have turned the corner from this, because I feel like as though you're limping along through life. So either they've given me that because there's someone up there, and I feel that this is a lady who possibly had a bad leg, because she's shown me walking sticks. But I feel that she's actually given me that for you as a kind of symbolically, like you feel like as though, you know, you're just kind of limping along through life. Like, just as Mike said, you've lost that zest for living. And I really do feel that as we draw in, within the next 9 weeks, okay, I feel that there's going to be a huge turnaround for you. You are going to feel like as though that you're in control of your life, not your life is in control of you. There's good news coming in for you. And I do feel that there is definitely linking more towards your family. So I feel like as though this is a time where you are going to be connected strongly to your family. Tell me something, my love. Have you had a little bit of a family rift, please?
I'm sorry, what does that mean?
A little bit of a distance between you and your family. Either you've had a couple of words or you're just not seeing each other. Because
yes.
I just feel like as though there's a rift that needs to be healed. And I feel that your grandmother, through Spirit Side, is really working hard to get you all together over the Christmas period. So I just want you to try and offer the olive branch to your loved ones, because I do feel that this is the time for healing, and that this is the time for love, and not for you to feel like as you're on your own. But I do sense that you've got this deep hurt inside you. It's like as though my heart has been broken. And I feel that this has been going on with you for about 3 years. You've had this deep sense of, I'm so heavy-hearted. But I just want you to say, go into 2013 with a new energy, my love, because your loved ones in spirit are helping you through this. And I'm going to leave you with that. And I hope that's given you some guidance, validations, and love tonight from the spirit world.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much, my darling. It's been
lovely
talking
Jeanette.
To you. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye,
my love.
Thank you much for calling. And thank you, Jeanette, for coming in there.
Thank you, Mike.
Just remember, you know, you can always download a copy of your reading by going to the show page of Mike Spirit FM. Look on today's date right after the show, and you can download that and have a copy of your reading there. And I say, Tempest, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Oh, lovely lady. Thank you very much.
Absolutely beautiful energy with her. Now, I'm going to get this one wrong, and I did manage to screen this caller. before we started, okay? And I did promise her that I will try and get her name right, okay? It is Soraya. Am I right with Soraya?
Hi, good evening. Yes, you are correct. How you doing, Mike and Miss Janet?
See,
oh, thank you, my love.
We're doing even better now I got your name right.
I had wanted to confirm something. You had read me, like, before, I think 2 months ago.
You go into that now. Before you go into it, okay, I'd like to know where you're calling from, just so
oh,
I get
sorry.
An idea where to in the globe that Mike's spirit is reaching.
Okay, New York and the Bronx.
New York, absolutely perfect. Okay, so what was that question you had for us?
No, it was just a confirmation. The question is afterwards, but I had called like 2 months ago, and I had asked you, well, can you tell me where my mom's keys were? And you was kind of hesitant, but you did give me a location, and it was right on the money. So I just wanted to tell you thank you for that one.
Well, thank you very much, Soraya.
Mm-hmm. Also, my first question is, I found an apartment finally, and I want to move into it, but I'm not sure about this landlord. She still has her stuff in it. What do you see? What is spirit telling you about this location? Is it right for me and my children, or should I back out and find somewhere else?
Okay. Let me make a link to the spirit world, Soraya. I'm going to see where we're going. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I can't remember who I gave you last time, and you know, that doesn't matter. What matters is who's with you now, okay?
Okay.
And I do become aware of a gentleman that wants to link around my vibration. And, you know, he wants me to pull myself in here. He wants me to be a little bit broader than what I am in my build. So I know that this gentleman was quite broad of his build before he passes on to the spirit world. I know that he makes me aware that before he passed there as well, that he complained of his breathing. It was very much labored. And I say, I want to gasp for my breath here all the time. I believe this is the way he would have been before he passed on to the spirit world, because I don't want to keep gasping for my breath. I do believe it was like the heart that took this man home to the spirit world before he passes there. I do want to say to you that when he was with us in this life, he links to your dad's side of your family, because I know that he comes to your dad's side. He wants me to come right up to you and just hold you so tight. Okay, so I believe this would either be your dad or your granddad from the spirit world. So do you understand this gentleman either as your dad or your granddad?
He's probably my grandfather. I never met him, though.
Okay, bless him. That's okay. It doesn't matter. He just wants me to hold you so tight, okay? And the words he is saying to me is, you've had a hard journey, haven't you? Life has dealt you with a bad hand, okay? Because that's what he tells me. You've had a difficult journey. You feel as if life has dealt you a bit of a bad hand. And, you know, it's been like walking towards trying to do your best. You've been trying your best every single step of the way. And it seems to be every time you get somewhere, it's like banging your head against a brick wall. Do you understand that, Soraya?
Oh, my gosh. Story of my life.
See, and I know that your granddad wants to come there and just guide you and just lead you by the hand and say to you, you know, follow his directions. It's not going to take you far wrong. Now, this landlord that you're talking to us about, would I be right in saying to you that he has lots of property? It's not just this one. He has lots of property, doesn't he?
I'm not sure. It's a female. I'm not sure if she do, but I know she's moving to another state.
Right.
So she probably do.
Okay.
Probably, I'm not sure.
Okay, because I know I want to say that to you about lots of property, okay? And I believe that, you know, where there's things left behind, I want to say to you that, you know, it will be a perfect place for you and your children to set up. And I'm not saying to stay there forever, okay? Please don't get me wrong, not
okay.
To stay there forever, but it's going to be a perfect place for you and your children to set up. To have that start in life, okay? You know, and I believe that you're only negative about it, and I don't mean it to come up that way, but you're only negative about it because it's like, it's a bit of a distance from where you are now, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
See? And it's like, do I know anyone? Would I know anyone? And I know that inside, you are quite a quiet, shy kind of a person, this Roya, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's starting all over again, isn't it? You know, the thought is probably horrifying, and sometimes it does horrify me. You know, if I moved away to somewhere where I would know no one, you know, the thought would horrify me of being on my own. But I know that, you know, the spirit world will always look after. They will always put something in our way. They will always put someone in our way that will take care of us or will befriend us. So that you feel comfortable, and I feel that's what I want to put in front of you, Soraya, that you will be comfortable of where you are in your life, okay? Now I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Jeanette there to link in and to tie that up there beautiful for you. So Jeanette, it's all over to you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Soraya. Okay, now what I'm picking up with you, okay, sweetheart, last October onwards seemed to be very difficult for you, okay? And I feel in this last just over 14 months period, I've been messed around and I feel like as though there's been people that have shown me another side of them that you didn't think that you had, okay? So basically, you're feeling very, very insecure now and also untrustworthy. Okay, of people and what they say, you know, so it's like, am I able to believe what this person says, or is this person just going to be kind of reeling me in and there's going to be more disappointment to come? Okay, now then, with this landlady, I feel that she is quite on the money, okay, so she will be focused in kind of getting the money side of things up to date. I do feel that this apartment is in a very built-up area, okay, which is because what I'm seeing is like a lot of tall buildings all around it, and there also seems to be something with like a red roof at the side of it or very, very close to it, because I'm just being drawn to that. But I feel that your ideal wish list eventually is to take your children more towards rural areas, more towards like a country feel where there's a little bit of a water, or there's a stream, or there's somewhere that they can play, okay? Because I feel what you have to do and what you want to do is two different things. So, like Mike said, I'd use this as a stepping stone, okay? But I do feel that in some point in the future, there is going to be you moving somewhere where I see there's a lot of greenery around you and possibly a little stream or a river or somewhere close by you and your children. So I would say go with the flow on the energy side of things. This lady, I feel, is trustworthy as long as the financial things are kind of done up to date and up to scratch, because she seems to be very much on the money about wanting things right. And I feel that you've got a lot of soul searching, or you have been doing a lot of soul searching, and I feel that you're being afraid to be let down again. So you see, if you're feeling that energy, you're sending that energy out there, and I know you need to be a little bit cautious of people, but I really don't think you need to think that everything's going to have a negative outcome. So I would say that this is going to be a promising stepping stone for you, and I do feel that in the future, okay, that you are going to be moving again, and you are going to be moving towards the country or somewhere where there's a little bit more green space for you and your family. And I hope that that's helped you this evening, my love, and thank you very much.
And thank you both, and it has. You both have been right there on the money. I'm trying to clear out my stinking thinking, you know.
Yeah.
Try to be more positive. But like you said, I've been railroaded, and the people that I thought that should have been more nurturing, you know, and that I have been, I thought, like Mike had pointed out, you know, not saying that I'm good, but, you know, trying to be a human, try to deal with them from the heart, and they just shit it on me. It's disgusting.
Well, it's all a learning curve, my love. You know, even every experience is a learning curve. Even the ones that you think are not that wonderful teach you something. And I feel what you need to walk into 2013 with is optimism. That's what you need to take on board, okay? I do see you settling down eventually. I do feel that this house is a stepping stone. And I do feel, and your spirit, your loved one energy coming in around me, very strong for you. There's a lady here with glasses, nurturing lady, quite a large lady in life. Okay, and there's a connection to the letter D around this lady, okay, and she's bringing in loads and loads of love and joy for you. So you are loved and protected. They are listening and they are helping you, and I want you to take that energy with you tonight.
Thank you very much.
God bless, and thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Soraya, for calling, and remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and it'll be right up there at the end of the show. So thank you very much for calling, Soraya.
Thank you very much, and God bless you both.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, wonderful. Jeanette, you know, isn't it wonderful when we can, you know, give communication to people and touch people? You know, it pleases me in abundance. It really does.
Yeah, very, you know.
Well, let's just keep that up. Let's just go to Jane. Hi, Jane, are you there with us?
I'm here. How are you?
Well, we're doing very well. Thank you, Jane. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
Absolutely. I'm calling from Colorado.
From Colorado. Perfect. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for there, Jane?
Well, my life has been pretty roller coaster for the last several years, and things are changing a little bit now, and I have a chance to purchase my family's home, which my mother passed away early this year, and purchased my half of it out of my sister, and then I thought I would do some cosmetic work on it and put it on the market to make some money. I just wondered if you felt like that's a good idea.
Okay. Let me make a connection to the spirit world for you, Virginia. Let me see where we're going. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Now, see, I know that I've got a lady that draws close there with yourself, okay? And this lady, she carries a little bit of weight with her before she passes on to the spirit world. She makes her way to her hands. She keeps wanting me to look at her hands for some reason, almost as if she couldn't bend them properly, whether she had, like, arthritis in her hands or something. And maybe that would have went throughout her body there, because I know that my movements, my joints are very stiff as she makes a communication with me. But that, I don't believe that's what she passed with, because she makes her way of being, like, in hospitals, because I know
right.
there's a hospital connection there to her. I believe I want to say to you, when I passed from this life, I was laying down. I want to say I was in the hospital of when I passed, okay? I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family when she was you. That's because I want to place it to your mum's side. See, I know that Jane as well, that she makes her way that she wasn't on her own. There was somebody there with her when she passed. Do you understand of this?
That could either be my mother or my sister, one of my sisters.
See, I feel more connected with mum, if I'm honest with you, okay? But keep
okay.
listening, and we'll find out exactly who it is there for you now, okay? Because I know that, see, this lady offers out her hand to me. Whenever the spirit world does that, that tells me there would have been somebody there holding this lady's hand as she made a step home to the spirit world. I do believe, I want to say to you, like I said, it wasn't this arthritis problem that she passed with. I believe it's something more that would... my organs failed. No, I don't know which organ.
Absolutely.
She
yep.
And that's your mum,
yeah,
isn't
that
it?
Was my mother. She had a kidney disease. Uh-huh.
Bless her, because I know that she's with me, okay? And see, as your mum comes around me and as I'm saying to her, well, come on, she wants to know about her life. Is it going to settle down? You know, it's been difficult for her. And she says, my dear, it has been difficult. It has been a roller coaster ride, because I believe that, you know, there's been a door slammed in our face every single time. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Because I know I'm looking at the door and it's like slamming in my face, and I go to the next one and bang, another one comes in. And I believe, you know, your confidence, your morale is so down at the moment. Do you understand that your confidence is down, your morale is down, and you feel like, oh, how much more of this can I take? Do you understand of that?
Absolutely. I never used to be like that, but it's just been so many things that it's just like, yeah, when's it going to end?
See, because she says to me that... you know, if where your confidence is down, you feel as if, like, why do I have to bother anymore? Why am I bothering anymore? Do you understand of that, Jane?
Yes, I do.
See, now she makes you aware of the hurt, the upset, the tears. So there's obviously been hurt, upset, and tears around you as well.
Yes, uh-huh. A lot.
Why does she talk to me about, like, relationship side of things? Now, I don't know if you're married or with someone, I don't know, but would you understand if I said to you about feeling let down?
Well, I have a gentleman in my life right now that he let me down in the beginning, but it was a long-distance relationship, and we finally met here just a month ago, and we really enjoyed each other, and things are better there. But I'm also being let down now by my sister, who's taking care of the estate, and some of my family members are just shunning me. So,
you know, to answer your question about is it going to be the right move for you to, you know, buy into the family home? Okay, you know, I feel it's going to be a good move for you. I really need to be honest with you. Okay, it's going to be a good move because it's a little bit away from where you are at the moment, okay? And I do believe that where it's a little bit away from you, I do believe it's going to be like a new beginning, a new start. And that's what I want to put in your life. A new beginning, a new start is going to be perfect. It's just what you need at the moment, okay? So I know that, you know, if you have the ability to do that, then, you know, just know that your mum is happy for you, because she says to me about the new start is exactly what you need and of what you want, okay? And it's time to leave what's happened in the past, leave it in the past, okay? It's time to look forward to what is going to happen, because I know that as we enter into 2013, it's going to be like a new, obviously it's a new beginning, it's a new year, but it's a new beginning for yourself, okay? And I believe from like the ending of January, the beginning of February is going to be a whole new beginning there for you. And I want to start building you back up, building your confidence back up, and putting you back to where you need to be or where you was in life, okay? Because I know that you were very headstrong once. I know that you would have loved your quality of life once. There's something to do about horses. I don't know whether you rid horses or whether you kept horses, but I believe there's something like, you know, I want to go back to where I used to be. I want to be feeling comfortable where I used to be before. Do you understand of that?
Well, when I was a child, we'd go on family vacations to a certain place in the mountains out here in Colorado, and at the time they had horseback riding, and I used to do that, and I now own a cabin up there, but that's just a cabin that I keep for myself, and I rent it out during the times I'm not using it, so yeah, it'd just be nice to go be able to be free enough to go up there more often, because I feel almost guilty about taking vacations. They're just little short trips. I mean, it's weird. I'm so down that I don't want to do anything.
Bless you. You know, it's I can sympathize with it, because it is a horrible place to be in, you know. And, you know, just recently something in my life has kind of changed and has made me feel so much happier about myself, you know. And that's thanks to this. And I believe, see, that the spirit world will put things in our way at the right time. And you know, as I said, I can only go on my personal experience. My personal experience at the moment, it's been like, well, it's about time, okay? And I believe that that's what I want to put in your life. It's about time it comes right for you. It's like now is your time. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now is your time. Okay, we're going to bring in Jeanette there to come in on that little communication. So, Jeanette?
Yeah, I was listening. Lovely. I'm feeling the same vibe as you, to be quite honest with you, Mike. I've got, it's that this lady, what I'm getting with spirit is that they want her to come out of the shadows, okay, because she's kind of just existing, all right? And I do really feel that you're on a big, huge crossroads of your life at the moment. I know you rung in with the question about the house. I do feel that that's going to be a good move for you. And I feel by September, everything would have been done and dusted by that. That's what spirit have showed me. But I feel more to the point of the house, because I feel that's just going to, you know, do its own thing and it's going to be fine. I feel what Mike and I are linking in with strongly is how you are feeling. And it's almost like as though you're a shadow of your former self. I just feel that you've been so down, you know, really down, and I think you need to pick your energies up and start getting out there to actually enjoy being you again, because over the last couple of months, it's almost like you've just been surviving, if you can understand how I'm feeling on this.
Yeah.
I think you need to do something every day to make you feel good about who you are. Even if it's something really small, you know, even if it's just something like going out the garden and picking a couple of flowers and put them in a vase and think, oh, that looks nice, you know, because there is a lot more to your life than you know, what you're kind of making it right now, and your loved ones in spirit. And I'm drawing to the name Nancy, and I don't know if this is a close family member that's here or who have passed over, but I'm just getting Nancy. Okay, I feel like Nancy is bringing in support for you, and that there could be possibly a link to a Nancy on this side as well. But you really do have to start pushing yourself forward into 2013 with more openness. And another thing that you haven't been doing for a very long time, you haven't smiled, and you need to bring that beautiful smile back on your face. And that's from spirit.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that so much.
Okay.
Things have started to move forward in my love life now, but then the doors are slamming on other things. So, yeah, I'll just try to move past it all.
And can you take the name Nancy, my love, because I'm just having that name so strongly for you? Nancy?
Not right now. Not on the, you know, it would probably be someone here that I'm about, maybe about to meet or something, because I don't know anybody that I can't think of right now.
Okay, well, take that, please, because this is for you. And as Mike and I have said, it's all about the energy, and it's all about linking in, and it's all about being part of who you are again, because I'm just feeling that you need to bring yourself back.
Yeah, I do.
You know,
well,
and you really will
that.
Do that. Thank you very much, my love. And it's been lovely talking to you this evening. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for allowing us to build up the perfect, beautiful communication there with you. But remember, go to the Mike Spirit FM show page. You can download a copy of that reading and keep it there for yourself and listen to it time and time and time again. So, Jane, thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you.
Okay, Jeanette, I don't know about you, but I want to play another song now.
I think that's a good idea.
Most definitely, you know. Well, this song is one I've chosen.
Okay.
I do like this song. So, well, let's press this and let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
No. I think I made a mistake there, didn't you? I did. You guess what it was then, did you, Jeanette? No.
No, I didn't guess it that was it.
Okay, let's just start from the beginning. Over again.
Okay.
Dance if I asked you to dance, would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away. I will stand by you forever. You can think what have you put away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you. I can be your hero.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
International medium Mike Davis, the People Psychic, is now doing private readings on www.mikespirit.fm. Just click on the Request a Reading page and follow the online instructions on how to contact Mike. Remember, this is a one-to-one service. Terms and conditions can be found on www.mikespirit.fm. To book your reading, log on now. Remember, that's www.mikespirit.fm.
The home of the People Psychic.
You like that one, Jeanette?
Oh, that's lovely, that is. Your kids sound so cute doing that. Really lovely. Especially the little boy at the end.
James, well, he's awesome now. And, you know, he is. He's just cute. He really is. Actually, Jeanette, he's a mini-me.
Really?
I should stop you for him. He's going to have a receding airline very soon. But no, he is. He's very, very, very cute. And you know, Emily and Stacey done a fantastic job of that. You know, far better than the first commercial that I done that wasn't like that. You know, my kids, I should have got the kids to do it. You know, absolutely perfect little.
Oh, lovely that was, lovely.
Well, you never know. You know, keep listening. They may even have their own show here. You never know. They may take over dad's slot. You never know. Okay, let's go back to the callers.
Okay.
And I believe that we have Alison here with us.
Hello.
Hi, Alison. Can you ask me where you're calling from?
I'm also calling from Colorado, and I just want to say that your calls today have been really touching. Very beautiful.
They have, and in all fairness, you know, and it's only thanks to callers like yourself and people in the chat room, and everybody for calling, that really keeps this show going and keeping the network, MikeSpirit FM, alive, I suppose. So I thank each and every one of you for calling. So what can we help you with, Alison?
I'm, a potential work contact. It's a man who has his own business in an industry that I've not worked in before. I found out about him through a mutual contact, but I've not yet met the man or contacted him yet, and he doesn't know who I am. And so I'm wanting to craft an email to introduce myself and express my interest in working for him. And I could use a little bit of insight on how to proceed with that, and because you know I just need some insight on how to best proceed with Nick in order to really get this off the ground.
Okay. Well, Alison, I'll build a communication. Yeah. Okay. And we leave Jeanette answering them questions there for you. So let me build a communication to the spirit world, and we'll see what
okay.
we can. Okay. Now,
okay.
The first thing I have is a lady, okay, and this lady communicates to you. I know that she's quite a slightly built lady. She tells me that she was 63 when she passes on to the spirit world. She says, I'm 63, dear. I believe that she links to your family. I believe she links to your mom's side. I believe I want to talk about your grandmother in the spirit world. So do you understand your grandmother would have passed on to around the 63 mark?
Yes. that she would have passed along. Oh, I didn't catch that last part.
Okay, I missed that. It's a very bad line, to be honest with
you. Oh, okay, hold on. I didn't quite catch the last part of what you said. Something about my grandmother passing at something.
Okay, what I should do is once you pass, I believe this is your grandmother up on your mum's side of your family. Do you understand that your grandmother is in the spirit world?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay, and would she be around the 63 mark?
No, she died quite late in life.
Okay, well, for some reason, I feel I want to plate 63 with her. Now, whether that that's when she passed, or whether that's the time that she took the turn for the worst in her life, or whether the 63 would be significant, whether she lived at number something 63. I don't know, but 63 is important, because she says 63, my dear. So I have to think the way she brings it through. Now, I know as this lady, as your grandmother builds up around you there, that she makes you aware that she says, decisions, okay? That's what I want to keep saying to you, and I feel that's what... See, what I did say, I was going to let Jeanette answer that question, but your grandmother wants me to go into it. And she says to me about all the decisions that you have to make in life. And you feel as if, at the moment, everybody wants to have a go. Everybody wants to have a go at making decisions for you. Do you understand this?
I understand the decisions part. Yeah,
okay.
I feel like there's a lot I need to choose, yeah.
Okay, see, and the line's cleared up now, which is even better. Because I know I want to say that your grandmother links around your vibration, okay? Now, she says to me that you spent a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of thought that's gone into this planning of what to do next. Do you understand of that?
Yes, I do.
See, and she says to me that of where you are with it, okay, that you feel a little like, how much more can I do, okay? How much more can I do before... somebody else needs to take control. And you know, it's almost as if you're calling up on the spirit world at the moment to come and help you to decide what needs to go on there. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay, see, because she says to me that I've been there, I've been listening, I've been watching what's going on around you there. And she says to me that the more that that you're asking for her or asking for the people in the spirit world to come through, she says, I'm right by the side of you every step of the way. Okay, so I'm right by there every step of the way, guiding you, trying to uplift you, trying to push you in the right direction there, okay? Because I know that, see, I believe that you will get some kind of confirmation back. I believe it's something like either in a letter or in an email or something, but you will get something back very, very soon there, okay? Because I know that's what I need to put in your life. Do you understand this?
I don't know what confirmation that's referring to. I don't understand that part, no. Unless you're referring to this particular work opportunity that I'm seeking. I don't know if that's what that means or if it's something else.
Most definitely, okay? It's to do with that... that work opportunity, okay? And once it comes around, I want to say to you, grasp it with both hands, okay? Because it's there for you, okay?
Exactly.
Do you want to come in there, Jeanette?
I'm listening to you, and I'm really, just what I'm literally focusing on is new doors opening for this lovely lady, okay? It's almost as if, okay, what I'm feeling is that she's kind of really now needs to get her priorities right and move herself forward, because it's like Spirit have just showed me a straight road for her. So I know that as we're going into May, June, between May and June of next year, that everything will seem to be like settled down, because I've just got like that feeling they've just showed me like dust settling. So I'm really aware of more than anything with you is that it seems to be like you're feeling a little bit like fragile right now, okay, with things. And it's just like, you know, it's not a very good time for you. I'm appreciating that, but they are there listening to you, and they do really need to push you on into you know, into new journeys. I feel like, so you need to get out more, my love, because I've just had like the community, the word community in my head. So you need to get out and be part of your community, because I do feel with you, they're saying that there is help, there is new efforts coming in. Do you understand that feeling, my love, why they would be giving me that for you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so are you isolating yourself more than you need to?
I am trying to get out of it. It's been a very long period of hardship and loneliness and isolation and very detrimental. So I'm I'm really not having a lot of success building that community, but I am definitely doing walking the walk.
Yes, well, they are there supporting you through this, okay? And what they're saying to you is that remember how you used to be when you was a young girl. That girl is still there now. It's just that you've kind of put so many boundaries around yourself. It's like as though you've put yourself in a castle, you know. It's like you've put yourself into a fortress. And what they're saying, remember that young girl, because I'm being shown, okay, dancing. So I feel when you was a little girl, you used to like to dance for this lady who I'm linking in with you, okay, because she's showing me a little girl who used to like to put on things, you know, little shows, little bits of music, dress up, have fun. Do you understand that vibration, what they're giving me, please?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I didn't actually really do that. I didn't come from a family that had any kind of. We weren't a happy family. We weren't a family
there
that.
There is a link to that with you. Okay, so whether or not there's family members around you, and there's a little girl who is like that now, because they're actually showing me this. But what they are more showing me more than anything is this feeling that I get of you isolating yourself when, you know, you need to be kind of getting yourself out there more. And I just feel like, you know, it's like, so I want you to reinvent yourself into something better, you know, not that there's nothing wrong with you now, but I feel that the loneliness is making you isolated, and there's just so much creativity around you. Do you paint, please?
Not with any skill, absolutely not. No, I don't actually paint. I kind of throw down some watercolors or crayons every now and then, just as a, you know, but it's not my artistic medium, no.
Because I feel, what they're showing me, okay, is ways of you to get back into the community. And it's almost like joining a class, joining a course, doing something that would link you in with like-minded souls. Do something, get out there. Because I'm really drawn to you taking charge of you, if you like, and making the effort more and being more proactive and getting yourself back to being you again. As I say, these new doors are opening for you. They're really trying to push you through the door, but of course spirit can only help you so far. And you know that door is there for you to see whether you want to go through it or not. That's obviously your choice, because you know spirit can't make you live your life in a certain way. They can just assist you if you want to be assisted. But I just feel that if you do make efforts to do things, that things are going to start really, you know, feeling lighter for you, and there's more happiness coming in around you. That's the impression that I'm getting from the spirit world for you tonight, my love.
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I really do walk the walk. I very much putting not just effort, but, you know, following through with action on getting my social and, you know, social life built up again and that kind of thing after a lot of darkness. And so, but I'm not working now, and my job getting employed is really the big concern right now. I need to have that income, and I really would like to know how to approach Nick in my letter to him in order to make that kickoff. I really could use some insight. Do I just make it a casual email, say, or do I, to what degree do I provide him with some kind of background of my life, or my work life, I mean, since my resume has no direct bearing on his industry by any stretch of the imagination.
Yes, okay, you make it formal, my love, because it is a formal position that you're applying for. Make it very, you know, formal. So I would do a proper resume, CV, and I would send it off with a friendly covering email saying, this is me, I know that I'm not really, you know, in your industry, but I would love to be. So can you please have a look at all these qualities that I have, and could you consider me? I feel that you will be considered, okay, because this guy seems to be looking for someone who's got reliability and also the qualities that you are actually bringing with you. the restrictions that I feel is that you may not feel that you're good enough, so you might put a negative slant on things. But I do feel that there is a positive outcome for you. And also, I feel that there's more reliability coming in with your work. So if you find, okay, that this position is not for you, don't get downhearted, because there is definitely a position coming in for you within the next couple of months that's going to make you feel like as though you've got the new beginnings that you really are desperate to have. Okay, my love?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much to both of you. And again, I'm really enjoying your show. The calls today have been very touching, and I've really felt, very moved by everybody's situations today. So I wanted to say that again.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely reading.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for calling, Alison, and bless you for saying that. Remember, please do download a copy of your reading in the show page for Mike Spirit FM, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Jeanette, again, another beautiful caller there.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, I think we're going to go to another song.
Okay.
Okay, and I just hope I got the right version. there's always a radio version and there's a not so radio version.
Oh, well, fingers crossed here for you then, Mike.
Fingers crossed, and if it all goes wrong, then I'll have to accept full responsibility because isn't it?
Okay.
Well, let's just press this button and enjoy, shall we?
Yeah. Why don't we?
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Here we go. Thank you.
Wow, what a wonderful song. I might... Jeanette, you enjoyed that one, didn't you?
I enjoyed that one, yeah, Mike. I really enjoyed that one.
Jeanette, I'm going to say no, no, no to you, okay? You're completely wrong.
Yeah, well, okay. I believe you then.
You know, only time will tell. Let's just leave it at that. Okay, I know we've got somebody special on the phone.
Okay.
We got somebody that's really special. A really special person to me. Let me just bring her in because I know the number because I'm good. And I say hello to my wonderful friend there in Florida.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Sarah, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How's the show going? I just tuned in.
Well, it's going absolutely perfect. You know, Sarah, I've been... Actually, I'm glad you've come in. I'm so glad you've come in, Sarah, because... You can help me a little.
Okay.
I'm nervous, I am saying. I'm a little bit frightened. And I know that you can help. Now, we've had another host that's been helping me. So I'm having a bit of coaching off him. And a little coaching off yourself, Sarah, would be absolutely fantastic because I know that you have the quality that I'm looking for. And, see, you know Nick Humphries? My
of course
wonderful.
I do.
Now again, he's a beautiful energy, he really is, and you know the competition here that's been going on about the sexiest laugh and sexiest voice.
I have heard about that. Yes, I know it's been an interesting battle between you two.
It has, but he's turned upside down on his head. He really has. He is now thrown out the challenge to me, and I've accepted. Mm. I said I have accepted, and I'm a little embarrassed because it's going to be a hard challenge, and. Is a sing-off, me and Nick.
Oh, no, now I know you're in trouble. Oh, poo.
On the 23rd, Sunday the 23rd, Sarah, we need you to be listening. It's going to be dreadful.
Some enchanted evening. You're in trouble, Mike. Oh, no.
You know, Sarah...
You want me to sing for you?
No, well, I tried that. I tried it, right? Me and Grant tried to set this up, and I was going to go, hey, Nick, this one is for you, and go, and as I went, that meant for Grant to sing, but then it was too obvious, because he's got an amazing voice. He's just like you. He's got an amazing voice. But I have got a song I'm going to sing, and Jeanette has been posting in the chat room and everything else and asking people to post. If I get enough votes for me to sing tonight, they want me to have just a few little ones. But I think that you would be the one to guide me through, Sarah.
Okay.
So I don't know if you can help me there. Can you?
I'll do my best. What shall I do to help you?
Well, just tell me where I'm going wrong, and please don't say all of it.
Okay. All right. So you're going to sing us a few bars?
Well, do you want me to do it right now?
Yeah. Well, the listening audience is waiting, Mike.
Well, I don't know. Maybe... Jeanette can give a little communication with you now first. And I'll line it up ready in the background. Because I do need the voice to sing along too. I know that sounds a bit of a cop-out, but I do need the voice to sing along too. I'll just look in the chat room. Do you want... Oh, see, I've already got it. Sing, Mike,
yeah,
sing.
Yeah, everyone wants you. Sing, Mike, yeah. Encore, they'll be screaming.
Okay. Sarah, what we're going to do, Jeanette is going to give you a little communication.
Okay.
I'll line up in the background my little song, and we'll have just a few little lines, and then, yes.
I believe in you, Mike. I believe in you. Don't even stammer. You're fine. I believe in you. You can do this.
Okay, Sarah, I've got full confidence in your trust in me, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to line it up in the background. Jeanette will give you a little communication, and then we'll come back.
Yeah, I would love for Jeanette to give me a little communication. I was calling in looking for some guidance from the spirit world. So Jeanette, would be so wonderful if you could tune in and let me know something.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Now then, is there any particular area, Sue, that you would like me to have a little look in, or any question, or any energy, you know, any way at all that you'd like me to look for you tonight?
Is there an area that you're feeling more drawn to, Jeanette?
Yes, it is, actually. I'm really drawn, okay, with you, to two areas. I'm drawn to family and work. Okay. That's what I'm really drawn to, because what I'm linking in with here, okay, is a lady, okay, who I feel is either a great aunt or a grandmother, because I feel that she was a very, very, very hardworking lady who was totally surrounded by her family. Now, when this lady passed over, I feel that she was 80 plus. Okay, so I'm getting quite a good age for this lady, and I'm getting the month of April in connection to this lady in, as well, in some way, shape, form or other. Do you understand that, Sue?
Yes, that would be my grandmother, who Jeanette passed April 29th, so you are correct.
Thank you, my love. Okay. Well, she is here with me tonight, okay, because she is just so excited to have the opportunity to come in, okay, and bring in a lot of love for you. Who has been suffering, my love, with either a very bad ankle, knee or foot?
The ankle or foot?
Yes. Hmm. Who has been suffering around you? Was that her before she passed, or is this someone else? Because she's just drawn my attention to the ankle and the knee and the foot. Because I'm really drawn to that. So it's either that she passed with that, or it was a problem for her when she was getting about, walking about. And I do feel as well that there's someone here, your side, who's having problems in that area, okay? Because she's just once again highlighted that for me. There is a lovely energy about this lady. She was quite spiritual, you know. Did she used to sing, please, herself? You know, we're saying about singing, but did this lady like to sing, please?
I believe she might have sang. Yeah, she might have sang.
Because
yes.
I'm linking, okay, to a gospel choir. So it's either she loved to sing it or she used to love to enjoy it. But I'm just getting all this gospel music coming through. Really strong sense of really loving the energy and the vibration of the singing and lifting your energies. Because I'm really drawn to that. And who, my love, is Derek or Desi? Who is Derek or Desi, please?
Derek?
Derek or Desi?
Not aware of that name. Okay.
Because there is a name, Derek, Desi, Des, Denise. There's that sounding D-A-S, Des name coming through as well for you. Okay, so keep that name, because I feel that this is someone who is going to be helping you in some way in work, because I feel what she's showing me now with you, it's like as though I'm really stretching myself, okay? So I don't know whether or not you're doing too many things, too much, because it's almost like as though she's saying to you that you need to take some time just to be you. And there seems to be, around about August of last year, there seemed to be like an issue, okay, or something that wasn't quite right around the family. But it's like that situation seems to be settling down now. And who is thinking about moving home or doing something to the home? Because she's just drawing my attention now to the home.
I'm doing a little bit of things around the house, doing a little bit of things.
Okay, because I feel like she's been with you. Have you been moving plant pots around, please?
Yes, we were in the garden outside, so we were doing the rocks and things, yes.
Because she was there with you then?
Okay, and actually we just, you know what, Jeanette? Here's your confirmation. We were hanging lights at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, and okay, we were moving the poinsettia plant out of the way so that we can, and the statues to hang the lights, and that was just a few hours ago.
She's been there with you because she knew that she was coming through tonight to me to speak to you. So it's like as if she's been drawing close to you all day today to bring in that energy for you, okay? She is bringing in such a vast amount of love from the spirit world for you, okay? I feel like as though it's overwhelming. Have you got a brother as well, darling?
Well, I have a son.
Right, okay. Because she's drawing me to the little boy, okay? So when she passed, would he have been a little boy then?
Actually, she didn't know him. I was pregnant then.
Right, so this is why she does know him. She does know him, my love, because she came to see him after she passed, because she's drawing my attention to the little boy. Because I feel that when your little boy was in his crib when he was a baby, she used to come in, okay? She used to come in and she used to kind of look over him as a kind of a guardian angel, all right? So she does know this little boy. Has your son got blue eyes, please?
No, he has brown eyes.
Who's got the blue eyes? Because there's a child around your family with blue eyes.
I only know adults with blue eyes. I don't know of any children.
Okay, but would this child, okay, would this adult have been a child that she was very, very close to? Because she's saying there's a similarity to your son and the child that's now grown up, because it's like a similarity. They look similar, because I'm getting that this child reminds her of another baby that she nursed.
Okay, that I'm not aware of, but I'll look into that.
Look into that, okay, because she's bringing me like a baby to nurse, okay? She is really loving the opportunity, okay, that she's got the opportunity to speak tonight. And I feel what she's bringing in for you, okay, is just to say, okay, that for you, this is all about now you really, really, really moving on, because I feel that you've been deeply in grief since she passed away, okay? I feel that you've been trying your best, but it's like she was a really strong center of your family. And I feel that when she passed, it's like a lot of people kind of either disintegrated, or there's a feeling of like everybody kind of doing their own thing a little bit more, and they're not gelling together. That's what I'm getting with her, because she's really telling me that, my love, that you as a family are very strong. There's new beginnings coming in for you all. Okay, she's bringing in me yellow flowers to give to you. So either there was a lot of yellow flowers went down with her and she's saying thank you for that, or yellow flowers for eternal love. But I'm just getting huge bunches of yellow flowers in my mind for you. Do you understand the yellow flowers, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you put a lot of yellow flowers down with her when she went?
No, but I always get yellow roses here. I like to get yellow flowers.
Right, because she's showing me these yellow flowers, okay? So they knew that they would be very important for you. And I feel what you need in your life, okay, is more balance. And I do feel that what you are striving to have is more rest, more family time, more fun, okay, and also keep the balance with work. She's bringing in love to you. She knows you does a lot for the community. She's very proud of you for that. And I do feel that she's telling you that a project that you are really doing now, or have been involved with the last 6 months, it's going to really start really going in the right direction now. So 2013 is definitely going to be a year when you are going to find that things that you've been working hard for in 2012 are going to slot into place, because she's giving me the sense of achievement. And I know that that means that you're going to do very well.
Okay, wonderful, Jeanette. Thank you.
Well, it's been lovely reading for you, darling. And I know that Mike is in the background now, ready to give a song. And thank you so much for allowing me to connect with you this evening, Sarah. And you take care. It's been lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, my dear.
Well, Jeanette, I can't believe you've got me to do this. Sarah, okay, now I need your help. I need your advice now. So should I sit or should I stand?
You know, if you stand, I think you'll have better vocal support with your diaphragm. So,
okay, so I'll stand.
You know, it's all in the breath. It's all in the breath, Mike. You can do it. We love you here in Florida, so you can do it.
You know, I love being in Florida as well. I really do. I know that I got no way behind me as well on this, okay? okay, so I can't believe I'm going to do this. Jeanette, if it all goes wrong, I'm going to blame you, okay?
That's good, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, this is your penance for asking me on the show.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, just a few little lines there, Sarah, then you need to guide me, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure you know the song.
Yep.
Where it began, I cannot begin to know it, but then I knew it was growing strong. It was in the spring,
and the spring became the summer. I would have believed you'd come along. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
I think I'll stop with it now.
Sweet Caroline. Very good, Mike.
Imagine everyone with their fingers in their ears right now. Sarah, come on. I need the crutch.
So
you want to join in, Sarah? I can press the play button again and we can join.
I think we should have a duet. I think it's got to be done.
Okay, Sarah, should we just press play? And stuff from where it is?
Press play. We'll see what words I remember. Go ahead.
Okay.
Look in the night, and it seems so lonely. We fill it up with only two, and when it hurts, it's running off my shoulders.
It's doing so well.
What's that?
You're doing well. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay.
Warm. Touching warm. Reaching out. Touching me.
Touching you.
Here we go. All together.
Sweet Caroline.
Good times never seem so good.
See, you made my dogs bark, Mark. At night, that's a good thing, right? They were barking.
They're like, what? Howling. Was it howling?
They were howling. All right, Mike, you got to practice some
Caroline, good times never seem so good. Sweet Caroline, I believe they never could. Times never seem so good. Sweet Caroline, I believe they never could.
Wow.
Okay, I'm ready for it. Give it out.
Absolutely amazing duet. Fantastic. You've got to come on Christmas time and do that again, you two. It's got to be done. That's going to be an anthem for you both.
Well, you know,
we want to do for Christmas, though, we really need to do a Christmas song for Christmas. Like, you have to do, like, Silent Night or, you know,
Silent Night, Holy Night, Holy is come, all is right.
That's what we'll do.
That's what we can do. We can do that. But you need to come in just at the 23rd to the sing-off for me and Nick, and you need to be a, you know, cast your vote, Sarah.
Oh, you want me to judge, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna have
I haven't heard Nick sing, though, so I heard him laugh. I didn't hear him sing.
He's painful. That's why he accepted the challenge there.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I've been practicing. I'm sure Nick has as well.
This is so boys with choice. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, it is. It is.
But it's fun, though, isn't it? It really is.
Oh, it's been awesome.
Okay.
I can't stop laughing. I'm in fits of giggles for you.
Okay, let's go to one more caller. And Sheila, why don't you stay with us and be a part of this last reading with us?
Okay.
Okay. So let's go to area code 618. Hi, area code 618. Can we take your name, please? Hi, 618. Can we take your name, please? Okay, maybe you don't want to speak to us. Okay, let's go to the next caller. It's 315. Hi, area code 315. Can we take your name, please?
Hi, Mike. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Is this Sue from the chat room?
Yes, I wasn't going to call in, but since you mentioned, you caught part of the conversation there in the chat room.
Okay. I didn't really catch much in the chat room, only great job, Mike.
Oh, this was way back at the beginning.
Oh, God. Okay, lost.
I have a very complicated situation. I've called in before, but I felt like there's been like a change in the energy over the past couple of days.
Almost.
I was involved with someone, very complicated situation. They had to leave the state. Other people that were not involved in it, that was none of their business, decided to make it their business and get involved without knowing the whole story.
Okay. Okay.
And took it up on themselves.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll let Jeanette start, and we've only got literally 10 minutes left of the show. So we let Jeanette start. I'll go in the middle, and then Sarah can finish off, and I'll be like a rose between two thorns.
Oh, wow. I was just thinking a thorn between two roses, so but, you know.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this guy's gone a bit cool on you. Is that correct, my love?
Yes. He is over 1,000 miles away.
Right, okay, because what I'm feeling is a distance here, okay, but I didn't know that this was emotional or physical or both, because what I've just got around you, it's like no communication at all, okay? So he could have just dropped off the end of the earth, but I do feel he's going to have news coming in for him, okay? Spirit have just showed me news, but I do feel that there's a situation around him that he's not actually being clear to you about, and I feel that there has been, since about May, June, July time of this year, difficulties with you too. So I feel that you haven't spoken honestly and openly about things. And this is the time for ending conflicts, having more balance and honesty. I do feel that this is what you need right now, new beginnings. I also feel very drawn to new energy coming in for you. So what I'm going to leave you with now before I pass you over to Mike is endings of a bad situation and a new door opening, and that's what I'm picking up for you, my love.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I know I want to build a communication here with you, and as I'm doing so, see, I know that I've got a lady that communicates there to you from the spirit world, and I know that this lady was tied to your mum's side of your family, bless her heart, as she comes through. She makes me aware that she was laying down. I know that she would have been confined or restricted towards the end of her life there. I'm aware of all the machines going beep, beep, beep in the background. So I know it's like a hospital. This lady would have either passed in a hospital or she was back and forth the hospital before she passed. Do you understand of a lady like this? I believe it's like mum or certainly within your mum's side. Do you understand of this?
It's my grandmother, my mom's side. I felt her here earlier today with me.
Bless her. Okay, because I know that's why. That's exactly who comes through then, okay? It's grandmother, and you would have been very close to your grandmother in this life. When she was here with us, is that right?
Yes,
because I know that the first thing she does, she just wants to wrap her arms around you, okay? And I know whenever mums, grandmums come around us, and you know, that's what they do. They wrap their arms around me to let me know who they are. And I believe in some way I want to say to you that she's doing this at the moment just to let you know you're not alone in this life, okay? And stop believing as if everybody's left you, everybody's got off and doing their own thing, because you're not alone in this vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, she keeps talking to me here about that there's things that remind you of certain people in the spirit world in your home. I don't know if there's like a little gallery of photographs or something there that will remind you of people. And she keeps saying to me that it's like as if you're looking at these photographs and trying to connect with the spirit world. Is that right?
Actually, I do have a collage of my brother, a collage of pictures of my brother.
Okay, that's fine. And that's the pictures you're looking at to like help you to connect to the spirit world, or you're talking to them to bring him forward, is that right?
Yes, and I also have an object that belonged to my grandmother in that same spot.
Bless. Okay, because I know, see, this is what I want to bring forward there for you, is to give you the encouragement, to give you the upliftment there from the spirit world, to say to you that you're not alone, okay? And you know, you have to start believing in yourself. I need to be, I'm not going to get aggressive because, you know, it's not in me, but, you know, and these two wonderful women that's with me, Sarah and Jeanette, would know that, you know, but if I say to you, the frustration, because you need to start understanding that you are just as perfect as everyone else. Do you understand of this? And you have to stop putting yourself down. You have to stop doing that. Do you understand of this?
Yes, because I've been doubting my own abilities that I have.
See, and that's why I want to get mad. Stop putting yourself down. It's, you know, you were just as equal, just as perfect as everyone else, okay? Sarah, do you want to join in there?
Yes. Susan, your birth month and day, please.
12/29.
Okay. Because I'm seeing continued conflict that really they're taking me into October, November. Like there was a buildup before almost something that was similar to an explosion around you. Does this make sense to you? They're talking
yes.
to me about a woman who kind of fueled the fire. I see someone who has two faces, and she's around you in your immediate circle. And I feel that there's been like a lot of, I really want to say jealousy, eyes on you. I call them pot stirrers. They're stirring the pot. And it's almost like there are people standing back, almost, I really want to say laughing at the situation, almost sitting back, kind of snarling, saying, I wonder what she's going to do now. How is she going to handle this? And Spirit is taking me to your fortitude, your strength. You're incredibly strong. And Spirit says that you are suffering inside and you're trying to make everyone believe on the outside that you're okay. But inside, there are pieces of you that feel very broken to me. Does this make sense to you?
You are 100% on with that. And that person had a big part to do with why this other person is no longer in my life. I have cut her out of my life.
Yeah.
But yes, she does have extreme jealousy issues.
Yeah, and it was a great disservice, but Spirit is showing me that just because this has occurred, it has given you the ability to discern the spirit of the people you choose to surround yourself, to allow yourself to be in flow with the divine, and Spirit says now you learned your lesson, you're going to keep your mouth shut and your desires will only be spoken up to God and your spirit world. Does this make sense to you?
100%.
Okay. They are saying that life is going to come full circle for you. You are going to see something new come of it. And I do believe you will have a communication from this individual. There's still some loose ends you guys need to sew up between the two of you, karmically. All right. I hope I could have helped you today.
Yes, I understand all of that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Jeanette. And
thank you.
Thank you for calling in as well because, you know, again, you know, without wonderful people like yourself in the chat room, in the caller list, you know, the show just wouldn't happen. So, you know, I thank you dearly from the bottom of my heart. Jeanette and Sarah, I want to say thank you for being on the show here today.
Oh, lovely. Been great, Mike. We've had such fun. It's been fantastic.
You know, Sarah, right at the beginning of the show, I did have a different guest booked in. And, you know, we didn't actually make contact. You know, something's obviously gone wrong. Maybe, you know, we send lots of thoughts to my guest that was supposed to be here tonight. But Sarah, I was so panicking earlier on. I was speaking to someone. I was thinking, well, what am I going to do? You know, I'm producing the show myself tonight, which I knew that anyway. You know, I'm running everything. You know, the switchboard. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to have to do it myself. And I was getting a little bit, oh. And then I thought, let's bring Jeanette in. And, you know, Jeanette, it's been an absolutely perfect show. And Sarah, thank you for coming on as well, because, you know, you always light up my life. You really do every time I hear your voice. And thank you for duetting up with me.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem.
You know, Sarah, next time I'm at the XBDO Enlightenment Center, maybe we can sing that one together.
We'll do some karaoke. Yes, we will. We will. At the next big party, you know, you can be singing with the children. Remember, we have a big show coming up.
Yeah, but the children are so much better than me. They really are.
Ah, you'd be surprised. I'm sure you'll fit right in.
So long as I can sing Sweet Carol. Hey, because, you know, Sarah, secretly, I've been practicing for the last 3 days, that one. There is another one I've been practicing, but no, I think that's the one I need to sing, I think.
You keep practicing, you're going to get really good really soon, you'll see.
Shayla, just before we go, do you want to tell everyone all about the Expedito Enlightenment Center, where they can find how they can find you on the internet?
The easiest way to find me on the internet is to go to Sarah Spiritual, that's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com, and you can learn all about some of the conferences that I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be a guest speaker at the Graceful Gathering on December 22nd in Fort Lauderdale. All the events we do at the Expedito Enlightenment Center, you can type in expeditoenlightenmentcenter.com, and you can see our full store as well as all of our activities, our classes, and our celebrations.
They can also find you on Facebook as well, Sarah, as well, isn't it? And Sarah Spiritual, isn't it?
Yes, Sarah Spiritual on Facebook. And then I Love Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, which is my radio show that's heard here in the U.S. on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9.
Okay, and I know that's a beautiful song, show, because I know I've been pleasured to be a part of that. And you know, again, thank you very much, Sarah. I know that we have to come to close the show. We've only got seconds left, but she kind of got in there before me. So thank you very much, Sarah. Jeanette, tell us all about your website quickly there.
Okay, my love, if you want to catch me for a private reading, contact me on Facebook, Jeanette Ann Coombe, or email me, jeanette.ann@yahoo.co.uk. Bye-bye. All see you tomorrow evening on the Guiding Light Show.
Thank you. Now, I want to play out this one intro and, this one ad. So let me press this, and I say thank you very much. Good night. Good day to everyone.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening, 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.